Do you ever have any thoughts about sitting back and retiring?
No, not really, not yet.
Still a lot more music to make.
Yeah.
A career that spanned over 40 years of peaks and valleys looks to have more masterful music ahead. But there's plenty to talk about in the present with the release of That Lucky Old Son, a new album from Brian Wilson. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. The term legend isn't one to assign lightly, but for Brian Wilson, it fits, as his defining surf group sound with the Beach Boys in the early 60s led to some of the most innovative pop music of the time. These days, Wilson's genius in the studio is as much a talking point as his battles with mental illness. But the chatter rarely comes from Brian himself, so it's a bit of a surprise that his new album, That Lucky Old Son, is more of a lyrical open door. Musically, longtime collaborators Scott Bennett and Van Dyke Parks step into the signature Brian Wilson sound. And in talking to Brian, FUV's Darren DeVivo learned more about two other constants on the album.
How did you come about using Southern California as the centerpiece of this brand new album? Was that something you knew you wanted to do from the beginning?
No, I wrote the songs first, then I thought of that using California narratives.
The fact that you ended up with a batch of songs that could be linked together with Southern California as its theme. Some of these tunes actually get rather personal, and I guess, to my knowledge, it's really the first time you've kind of dipped back into your past. Did these songs, creating them and recording them, have a bit of a therapeutic effect for you?
Yeah, actually they did. It was especially like Going Home and Southern California and Oxygen to the Brain. And Midnight's Another Day all had a sentimental feeling and a nostalgic, introspective feeling about them.
Mm-hmm. And were you comfortable in revisiting these old times?
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, and you come out a better man on the other end.
Right.
I cried a million tears. I wasted a lot of years. Life was so dear. Life was so dear.
Let's talk a little bit about why you chose the title, That Lucky Old Son, and whose idea was it to reach back into the late 40s, I think, for an
well,
old Frankie Lane.
My idea. I bought Louis Armstrong's version, and I learned it, and then I made new chords for it, and a Negro slave spiritual kind of song.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it would make a nice central piece for the album.
Up in the morning, out on the job, work like the devil for my pay. But that lucky old son has nothing to do but roll around heaven all day.
Lucky old son, lucky old son.
Up in the morning, out on the job, work so hard for my pay. But that lucky old son's got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Show me that river, take me across, wash all my troubles away. Whilst that lucky old son's got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day.
That Lucky Old Son, a taste of Louis Armstrong's version, and the title track from Brian Wilson's new album. Hear Darren DeVivo's complete conversation with Brian Wilson in the archives at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.